Good morning, we are starting Shin Nun Chet Dalet. Okay, Shin Nun Chet Dalet. Karpeth, Yoter Misatayim, Shinata Boyelanot Lamait Aviro. So we learned if you have this area that's not designated for living in. So let's say you want to make it, let's say it's very close to Beit Sa'atayim, right? It's 5,000 square amos. So what do you want to do? You want to add trees in there in order to minimize the airspace. Does that work? So if you plant in trees, in order to, right, lema'et aviro, lo havimut, it doesn't help, it doesn't minimize the space, because it's normal for people to want to have trees in a karpev. Even if it's for storage, while they're using it, they want to, it's nice for them, for there to be shade while they're there. So since it's normal, it's not, it doesn't mean a might. Afiliyesh ben gova asara baruch avarba'a. Even if the trees are, would be a din of Rosh Hashayachid, it doesn't help for this din of a karpev, that we still call it like a karmelis. V'hu adin l'chofer bor, l'chofer bor, sorry. So that's true. Another example that one might think helps, but it doesn't, is if you dig a big pit in the ground, even if it's, again, deep 10 and by 4, it's still, it wouldn't be mamait. That's just because you're filling it up with water, or it has a purpose for your usage. Since it has a purpose for your, for the usage of the place, it also is considered part of the karpef, and it's not mamait. But if it has walls, I believe we're going to see another case. If it has real walls of it, I feel okay. No, so the Mishnah Berurah points out even if it has walls of 10 and it's 4 by 4, again it could have a din of Rosh Hashayachid just like the tree, but it doesn't matter since it serves as a it's functional towards the this karpef. It's not memayit. And he also points out anything that's movable also is not memayit. Even if you put a car there, it doesn't matter. You can move the car. It's not memayit. Hey, banabo amud venit ma'et bekach. Now, what happens if you build or you have some kind of a pillar, a big pillar over there? That is memayit because that doesn't, it's considered as not, it's mamayit from the airspace. If it's close to Beit Sa'atayim, you can remove from it, because it's not considered the main purpose, you know, a normal purpose for the karpef. Now, it doesn't matter if it's built right next to the wall or anywhere in the middle, it makes no difference. Im hu rachav shlosha tfachim havi miut. Now, it must be, though, at least 3 tfachim wide. Because once you leave 3 tfachim, it's no longer a din of lavud. It's true, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, I think Rava and Rabba, and there it's a question, if it's 4 tfachim, it's a makom chashuv, it's a Rosh Hashayachid, but and less than 3, for sure it's nothing, it's not memayit, but if it's between 3 and 4, so we paskin that it is memayit, because it's right no longer a din of lavud. Okay, vav.
Even if you're
mishtamish on it. I believe even if you're mishtamish on it. Vav. Bana mechitza be'orech eser lifnei mechitza harishon. Levatla shetie kmo she'ina. So this, I sent out a picture. You have a big, we'll call it a, I don't know, make it simple, a rectangle, but it doesn't matter. You have a big karpef. And towards somewhere in the middle, anywhere, you build another wall. So if by building this other wall, okay, now this new wall must be at least 10 amos, and it can't be within 3 tfachim of one edge. One second. We're going to see that in a second. By building this extra wall, it doesn't have, you can, basically it cuts off this karpef in half, or wherever you put this wall. As long as you have a wall anywhere, it doesn't have to go from end to end. It doesn't have to reach. It just has to be anywhere in the middle of the karpef. As long as it's 10 amos, then we consider it that it's like an extra wall to divide the area, and now if both sides are going to be less than Beis HaTaim, or the side that's now less than Beis HaTaim, it worked to minimize it, to cut it off, and now it's mutter to carry in that area. And if both sides are less than Beis HaTaim, you can carry on both sides. Now this, but it must be, the Bir Halacha points out, it must be within 10 amos of the two ends of the wall. Because if it's, without getting too specific, because if it's too far away, it's too far apart, and it's, since they're considered in a wall and it doesn't go the whole way, it'll end up that you have what we call a pita of more than 10 amos in the wall. Look at the diagram where we can explain more afterwards. Okay? Levatla shetiye kamo she'ena. So now, it's mevatel, the far wall, and you have this new wall to make it smaller. V'ye mukaf ledira aydei hashniya. And it could also be considered, and now it's either less than Beis HaTaim, or you're using this wall to now make it mukaf ledira. Now, im hirchika merishona shlosha tfachim amater. But you have to make sure it's at least three tfachim away from the original wall, or it's not considered like a new wall. It's considered the same wall. That's if you want to make it, if you're trying to, that's important in particular if you want to transform it from mukaf not ladira to a mukaf ladira. If you want to make a new wall, then it must be three tefachim apart. Okay.
If you started that way in the first place, then it would be a mute, where you count the wall.
I don't understand.
Do you count the thickness of the wall as part of the karpef? I mean, let's say
The karpef is defined by the airspace within the walls. You don't count the outside of the walls, you only count from the inside of the walls.
So you put up the wall, you put on that thickness. Then it would be okay. Because it never got to be the shear.
Okay, so if you never had Beis HaTaim inside the airspace, there's never a problem.
But now, if you put the schmutz on it, it doesn't have.
Right. Well, let's read Zayin. Okay, you're asking Zayin. Let's read Zayin. Tach tit al mechitzot harishonot lama'it avira. Now, let's say you have your walls, and it's very close. It's more than Beit Zatayim. It's very close to Beit Zatayim. So you want to add cement or some kind of tiach or some plaster on the inside of the walls in order to make the airspace smaller. So it says like this: Venitma'it. You could make it less. Imatit ave, if this new plaster is thick enough, sh'im tinatel mechitza harishona, that if the original wall, you remove it, re'ui lama lifnei atzma, then if the plaster would still stay there, let's say you put cement, it could be plaster too, it depends, if it could stay there by itself, have miut, then it would be diminishes, it's called thickening the wall, and you're diminishing the airspace, if that'll pull it over the edge, push it over the edge to be less than your Beis HaTaim, that works. Ve'im lav, but if it's just a little bit and it'll just crumble, even if you were to carefully remove it theoretically, but it's just too thin and it wouldn't stay there, then lo havi miut, it's not a miut. Mishnah Berurah does point out there is an opinion that says even if it wouldn't stay, there's an opinion that argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says one could be mekel le'et hatzorech when really necessary. Okay, chet. Bana mechitzot al rishona lehakifo al yadam ledira. Now, you build walls, you add walls on top of the first set of walls. The first set of walls, you had an area that's more than Beit HaTaim. You have four walls all the way around, keep it simple. And it's not mukaf ledira. So what do you want to do? You want to transform this karpef into mukaf ledira. You want to add a doorway to your house. You want to go in there. You want to make it usable. But the problem was it was already created shelo ledira. So we learned you can fix it by tearing down part of the wall of at least 10 amos. But what happens if you want to just make the wall higher? Does it help to raise the wall and just add another fence on top of that wall? Bana mechitzas al rishon al akifa yadam ledira eino mo'il, it doesn't help. Ve'im nivlu atachton avni sharu ha'el yunot me'aleim nitar al yadam. But if the lower wall, the original wall, sunk into the ground, and now it's no longer 10 tefachim high, even if it's 9 tefachim, it doesn't matter, as long as it's no longer 10, then you can add on to it, and then it becomes okay. And nitar al yadam, and now it could turn into a, since you're using the dira now, the karpef now, the dira for personal usage, then it becomes, you transformed it into a mukaf ladira, and now it's permitted. Aval tel yoter misa taim v'asa mechitzot afilo al sfato ladira mo'il. Sheharei dar v'avir mechitzos sh'asa ata. Let's say you have a mound, you have a hill, and the walls are made by the hill itself, like a telamit laket, or you had a cliff, whatever. You were using the top of the hill, or the top of a platform, and you had walls from below. So it has a din of a rishus hayachid, but it was bigger than satayim. So it became aser if it wasn't used, ladira, attached to your home, or to be with a functional use. So what could you do? We're a little more makel. Here you can actually just add the walls. You don't have to lower the whole platform, you can just add to the walls. Because now you have clear, distinct walls, and you're using the walls, you're using the airspace within the new walls. So that's good enough of a change. Just, if you already had proper walls and you just want to make them higher, it doesn't help. But here you are creating brand new walls that serve a new function, and that's good enough, even though it's the same Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's good enough to now turn it into Makom Mukaf Ladira. Okay. I think that explains it. The Mishnah Bura just adds one chiddush. He points out you don't even have, if you're using a platform or a hill mount, you don't even need to make 4 new walls. You can just add one wall. One of them, if you add one of the walls, that'll be enough. Okay. Tet. Karpef yoter misatayim, shehukaf ladira, venata rubo ilanot. Now what happens if you had a karpef, it was more than satayim, and it was mukaf ladira, and you planted many trees. Afilo enam netuim shirot shirot, even if it's not in order, it's all haphazard, it's random, they're not in straight rows. Enam mevatlim hadira, it doesn't ruin the dira, because this is a chatzer, that you or a karpef, you're using it ladira, and it's and the trees are helpful. It's normal to plant trees in a person's backyard, front yard. It gives them shade. It's nice. Okay, so it doesn't ruin your carpe ladira, and you walk through the trees, around the trees. Okay, I mean in between the trees. Aval im nizra rubo. Now this is different though. What if you are planting? Or you're making a garden? So then what happens? Shazaraim, so this produce that you're making, they are mevatlim hadira. They could ruin your dira. They can make, because people don't use the area underneath your produce on the floor, and therefore it blocks it out from usage, and you generally don't even go there on Shabbos. So you don't start sitting over there. So anyways, it has no real usage. So therefore, it makes it into a karpef. So let's see. Let's read. Im nizra rubo. If most of this karpef has zraim avatli madira, it ruins the whole dira. Afil ein v'hem elasa atayim. Even if it's less than satayim. Satayim or even less. Because it's rove of the karpev, rove of the area that's mukaf. And right, we're talking about, depends on the case, we're usually assuming for these purposes, this halacha, it's more than beit satayim, the whole area. And now, even once it's rubo, it ruins the whole area. Nizra miuto. Now what if you plant, the zraim are only taking up a miut of the area, only a small area. So you still have your big karpif, that's mukaf adira, and you have a patch of zraim. Im ein bo ela satayim, mutar. Yoter misatayim, asa. So if it's a mute or less, Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's half and a half. It's still mutter. It doesn't ruin your whole karpef, and that's not a problem. Only if it's more than sa'at, if your the patch of zrayim is a full sa'atayim, yoter misa'atayim. So then it's us, if it's more than sa'atayim, then it ruins your entire area. Because this patch has a din of a karmelis, and now there's no walls between your karmelis and the rest of your chatzer, then it makes your whole chatzer aser. Now obviously if you had a mechitza in between the zrayim and the rest of your chatzer, right, if you make a little fence around your patch of produce, then that would obviously separate it, and then that wouldn't ruin your entire chatzer. Okay.
Because it's not a meal like extra plaster, you know, it's not taking up space because you could go there, so as opposed to a block in the middle where you can't get through. Is that the idea?
I don't think so. Let's maybe we'll talk about that after. I don't know if that's a perfect analogy. Yud. Mi sheyesh lo gina b'chatzer. A person has his garden, produce, a garden in his chatzer. Im hu rov hechatzer. So again, if it's the majority of your chatzer and people don't walk through their, or sit down in the middle of their gina, I think we're assuming it's like a thick patch of bushes. So then, gina b'chatzer, im hu rov hechatzer, if it's the majority of the chatzer, afilu ein ba ela beit satayim, even if it's not beit satayim, since it's the majority of your chatzer, lo yitaltel mimenu umin hachatzer labayit. You're not allowed to take from the gina or from the chatzer and bring it into your house. You are allowed to walk dalet amos if the area is less than beit satayim. Because it's a Rosh HaSayach, you're allowed to carry things outside within Dalet Amos. But if you could have a patch of Zrayim, or a patch of a Gina, where since you're not allowed to carry from that patch into your house. And if it's the majority of the Chatzer, also from the Chatzer into your house as well. V'im hu yoter misa'atayim. Now if it's more than sa'atayim, but if the gina or the zrayim take up more than satayim, so then it becomes its own full din of a karpef that's a karmelis, and since there's no walls in between that and the chatzer, it makes the whole area aser to carry even dalet amos. So if the majority is a gina or a zrayim, so then it matters if the whole area is more than Beit Satayim, it has a din of a full-blown karpef, and you can't even carry dalet amos. But if the whole area is less, you said you can carry within the area, because it's less than Beit Satayim, you just can't carry it into your house. V'im hu mi'ut hechatzer, what if it's the minority of your chatzer? So mash yish b'yoter misatayim osef kol hechatzer. So if it's, here it's the mi'ut, right? So then, if there's a patch that itself has its own independent patch of yoter misat, more than satayim, more than this 5,000 square amos, so then it has a full din of a karpef, it has a din of a karmelis, and since there's no walls around the gina itself, then it's also the entire chatzer, but it's wide open, it's straight open. Ve'im yeshba satayim, o pachot, but if it's less than satayim, satayim or less, asur lahotze mimena labayit, you're not allowed to carry from this patch, right? It's the mute, but you're not allowed to carry from this patch itself, because this patch itself, it's, I guess for keeping it simple, it's like a half a karpif. I'm not sure if I've seen that before, but we can call it, has some of the dinim. You can't take it from this patch into your house, but you are allowed to keep it, you're allowed to carry it throughout the entire chatzer, because our dalet, it's dalet amos, and the area, the overwhelming majority is considered mukaf ledira. Okay. Okay, I'll just point out the Mishnah Berurah says if it's this little patch is less than Sa'atayim, he says, Bishat Adchak, one could bring it into their house. Okay, fine. Yud Aleph. Karpef Yoter Mibet Sa'atayim. Now you have a regular karpef that's more than Sa'atayim. Shehukaf Ladira. Now, it starts out as being Hukaf Ladira. Okay, but then something happens. Nichnasu Bomayim. Water comes in. I don't know, from the outside, a huge amount of water gets flooded. Im ru'im lishtot im mevatlim adira. If the water is drinkable, and some say, or many say, it's even usable for any other purpose. Okay? Laundry, whatever purpose you want to use. That the Mishnah Berurah points out. He says, so then it's im mevatlim nadira. Is it still considered mukaf ladira? Afil imamakam shintpash dushtam yeter misatayim. Even if the water flooded an area that's bigger than Beit Sa'atayim. We don't call this water like a regular Carmelis, a regular the ocean. It doesn't have that kind of a din. But it's still, you have walls around it, and it's really mukaf ledira. V'afilahem amukim harbe, even if it's very deep. V'im enam ru'uyim lishtia, dinam kizrayim. But what if it's not drinkable? You're not using the water. It's like muddy and you're not going to touch it. So then it has the same din as zrayim, a patch of produce that you're growing. And therefore, it has a din like them. It has to be at least 10 tfachim deep of water. The flood has to be at least 10 tfachim deep. Otherwise, it's just considered like a little bit of mud on the ground and patel to the rest of your karpef. So since it's mukaf ladira, if it's lower than 10, it'd be mutter. But if it's, even though it started out being mukaf ladira, but you have an area that comes in that's bigger than Beit Sa'atayim of water, and it just overwhelms a huge patch of your karpef, if it's more than Beit Sa'atayim and it's 10 deep, and you're not going to use it for drinking, then it turns it into a karpef, a karmelis, and if it's open without its own new walls, it's osir the whole chatzer. Okay, you bet. Karpef beit shlosha seim v'kera yimenu beit se'a. Let's say you have a karpef, the example is 3 se'im, and then you put a roof. You cover it up over 1 se'a, so we say it's mutter, then you're allowed to. Because what does it do? You can use a ceiling and make the end of the ceiling as a wall. Right? We call it pi tikra yorid v'sotim. The end of a wall. Now, normally this doesn't work, but since we're talking about a karpef, which is only a din derabanan, you can just use this roof. Afili ima kirui mishupa. Even if the roof is angled. It's on a slope. Normally we don't say pitikra v'yored v'sotim when it's sloped. Here you're also allowed to use it even if it's sloped. And the edge of the awning counts as a wall. The edges, right? It goes down. And then that could be obviously, depending how big the karpef is. But the case was 3, exactly 3, and it cuts off one of the se'ah. So then now you're left with not greater than 2 se'atayim. Okay, but the point is you can use a wall as pitikra v'yored, the sotim counts as a wall. Yud Gimel, karpef beit sa'atayim metzumtzam v'chatzer. Now you have a karpef that's exactly 2 sa'atayim and a chatzer right next to it with a wall in between. So the chatzer has, right, there's a wall in between. The chatzer is its own reshut, that's part of your home. And the karpef, we're saying it's not mukaf ladira. So what happens if shenifritzu belumuam b'miluam zet laze? The entire wall in between the two falls down. Now there's no wall anymore. So then hakarpev asur. So now, even though before it was exactly 2, and it wasn't asur, but we say when there was a wall and now the wall falls down, the airspace of the wall, doesn't matter how thin it is, it counts that airspace is connected to the karpef, and since it was exactly 2 before, now it's more than 2, and now the karpef is aser. Right? If it was more than, if it was not mukaf ladira, so now it becomes aser. If shemakom hamechitza miyatro, the area space of the wall You add to it, v'na seyoter al seyatayim, and it becomes more than seyatayim. The chatz, now if it's a perfect, the whole thing together was a perfect rectangle, and it was just a wall in between to cut it off, so then, now since the chatzar is completely wide open, the chatzar would also be asur, because now it's missing a wall, and it's connected to this karpev. But if there are other side little walls to cut off the chatzar for its own sake, then the chatzar still might be mutter, depending on the case, and the chatzar is left as asur. Okay. Let's see. Should we do it real quick? Karpef yoter mi, if you have a karpef, it was more than beitz atayim and it wasn't hukaf adira. Upatach lo petach v'asa mechitza lefanav yoter mi eser. And you make an opening of ten amos to make it kosher. V'hutar ayidei mechitza zosh ayidei batla mechitza arishona. Right, we had this case basically before. So you created a new mechitza in order to undo the old mechitza. Now this new mechitza, either making it smaller or it turns into a mukaf ladira if you're changing it. Shelo hayta l'shem dira. So now you want to make it l'shem dira. V'achar kach nafla mechitza achrona. But now that last wall that you added fell down. So what do we say? Chozer l'isura. Since it was originally mukaf, not ladira, this new wall was added to make it ladira, made it mutter, but now that new wall disappeared, so it goes back to, we look at it as if you never added that wall, and since before it was not mukaf ladira, and it was more than beitz that time, so it became asr, it becomes asr again.